So the Zubin Foundation is a Hong Kong charity, and its aim is to improve the lives of ethnic minorities by reducing their suffering and providing them with opportunities. And a couple of projects we're working on right now is the building of our family center in Austin MTR station, which is going to help ethnic minorities who are low-income Indians, Pakistanis, Nepalese, many have been here for generations, helping them, helping their children who have special education needs, who are basically largely ignored in the public education system. You know, the data varies by country, but what we're seeing is a very high incidence, and probably disproportionately high incidence, of ethnic minorities who have special needs. Basically, the kids we'll be working with are ADHD children and children on the spectrum with autism. And what we see is families with multiple children who have special needs. So in one case, we have a single parent family, and the woman has five children. All five of them have special education needs. A couple of them are in special schools, but three of the five of them are in mainstream schools, and they're not getting support in the language that they communicate with, in communicators.
What would you say your key objective is right now then? If you were to, I know it's tough, but if you were to bring it down to one thing.
It would be to reduce suffering in the ethnic minority community.
Well, tell us what you're going to do with the funds from Operation Santa Claus this year.
So, ethnic minorities go to government schools, and most government schools, understandably, are in the Cantonese language. Many ethnic minorities speak Cantonese well, but it's not their first language. And therefore, when they receive therapy, they're not always as receptive, as in their progress isn't as great when they're doing therapy in Cantonese. They don't fully understand. Their parents can't be engaged because their parents don't speak Cantonese. So we're providing help in terms of therapy to children with autism and ADHD in public mainstream schools. This means they'll receive occupational therapy, behavior therapy, speech therapy, basically what they need to succeed. I'd like to thank all those who contribute to Operation Santa Claus. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very Merry Christmas.